HarperCollins presents Summer at the Chateau by Annabel French, read by Laura Kerman. Chapter 1.
It must be so upsetting. How do you even get over something like that?
Lizzie Summers narrowed her eyes at the computer screen, ignoring the whispers coming from behind her. She knew exactly what her colleagues were talking about. The two women might have been holding a handful of papers and pointing at various sections with a pen, but they weren't fooling anyone, least of all her. The sly glances and muttered comments told Lizzie that her being jilted at the altar 3 months before wasn't old news yet. She supposed it was a natural reaction when someone had undergone a life-shattering experience and lived like a virtual hermit since. Even her friend had intervened, banning her from watching Dirty Dancing after she'd started reciting it in her sleep. Apparently, watching it several times a day was a bad sign and called for some kind of action. Lizzie couldn't even think about the drunk dialing episode, where her phone had been wrestled off her after she'd started listing her ex's faults in great, very specific, penis-shaped detail. It wasn't actually that small, but she'd been upset. What else was she going to say? Lizzie continued to type up the article due on her editor's desk by 5 p.m. She wouldn't normally leave her work to the last minute. Lizzie prided herself on her organisation and focus, but the famous designer who rarely gave interviews had only been able to fit her in today, and Lizzie needed this piece. No one else on the team at Lifestyle magazine had managed to speak to him, and this could be the winning ticket to the pay rise and additional column inches she desperately needed. After narrowing her eyes at the two women who dropped their gaze and returned to their desks, Lizzie retied her long blonde ponytail, squared her shoulders and typed furiously, aware of the ticking clock above her editor's door. Just as she'd regained her focus, her phone rang. What now? She pulled her mobile towards her and saw it was her mum. Why was she calling? Of course, Great Aunt Sarah's will reading was today. According to the solicitor, will readings didn't really happen nowadays, but Sarah had always had a flair for the dramatic, and despite living in France for 60 years, her will was still lodged with the solicitors in her old hometown. Sadness and guilt washed through Lizzie. Their relationship had been complicated, to say the least. Two different personalities conflicting whenever they were together. The mixed emotions that had swamped her on hearing news of Sarah's death had only added to the maelstrom already ringing inside ever since she'd stood outside the church, patiently waiting for her husband-to-be to arrive. Of course, he hadn't, and she'd been slowly, very slowly, coming to terms with that fact for the last few months, hence the Dirty Dancing marathon and eating her body weight in chocolate. Regardless, she couldn't answer the phone right now. Her mum knew she might not be available, and Lizzie had to get this article finished. It was already 4:30. The clock was ticking, loudly. She'd call back as soon as she'd submitted it. Refusing the call, Lizzie reread the last line she'd written and continued typing. Her phone immediately rang again, and for a second, she wondered if this time it was Will, her ex. Whenever her phone buzzed into life, there was always a fleeting moment where she imagined him calling to apologise, to say it was all a mistake and could they start again. But it never was. Maybe that was a good thing. Her heart felt like a deflated balloon, all floppy and empty, and she wasn't sure it would cope with having to work again. She wasn't 100% sure it would resemble anything like an actual proper heart ever again. Seeing her mum's name, Lizzie answered with a quick, "Hi, Mum. Sorry, can't talk now. On a deadline. Call you back after 5. She hastily ended the call. Perhaps something had gone wrong at the will reading, even though they'd all assumed it would be a straightforward affair. Or perhaps it had been too much for Mum. Although Lizzie hadn't really got along with Great Aunt Sarah, her mum had been shaken by the news of her death. Lizzie wrested her attention back to her interview and typed. After a final read-through and a flourish, she pinged the finished article over to her editor with a minute to spare and immediately hunkered down behind her screen for some privacy. She tapped the screen to call her mum, and the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?